So if you really put some thought into it, you'll realize that most everything around you is just show. It's all show. It's outward show. It's just a show. The Bible talks about outward show versus the inner man, right? Cleaning the outside, but not cleaning the inside, right? The outward show of the legalist and the outward show of the Pharisee and the Sadducees and the gurus and the cults and the isms. Outward show, but no inner renewal. That's the issue. That's the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter. How can matter have a heart? How can matter have a heart? How can that phrase even be real? The heart of the matter. Because actually matter is a reflection of the human in its fallen state and its reborn state. So you look at a seed and it goes in the ground and it dies and it has regeneration, rebirth, death and resurrection. And so it's encoded everywhere, death and resurrection. So you know if you die, you're going to resurrect into a new kind of body, not a clay body, but a new body. Death and resurrection. You got to die daily. You got to die to your own understanding and trust God's understanding. If you want to make some money, you got to go to work and sacrifice. Die to your time and sacrifice to make some money. But actually, there's the good thing about work is if you find the work that's fit for you. Talks about in Proverbs, go out in the field, find the work that's fit for you, then build your house. Find the work that you like. That's fitting for you. Because if you enjoy your job, it's not like a job. It's enjoyable. It can be anything. You can enjoy anything that you do. If you're a painter, electrician, carpenter, doctor, lawyer, if you enjoy it, do it. Most people do it just for the money. They hate their job, but they do it for the money. If you can shift over just to enjoying what you do, instead of worrying about the money, you got something. You can always do some side work, or you can get out of debt, like sell, downgrade if you have to. Can you imagine an actor? Let's say there's an actor out there who thought they would like acting, and then they get into it, making all that money, and they hate it. They end up hating it. They got into public eye, and then they hate it. They have to keep up that pretense or that image, and they don't even like it anymore. Think about that for a minute. The actors, pretense, outward show. They hate their job, some of them, but they keep doing it because they make a lot of money. They got to pay the bills. If I was an actor and I didn't like what I was doing, I'd sell everything, downgrade, go get me a job at McDonald's. Somewhere. Learn a trade, learn how to do some drafting or do some engineering. They could be going to school and learn how to be a lawyer or anything. If they make enough money, they could be getting a new trade, you know. But for some people, some people don't think outside the box. They get in some little rut and they can't think outside the box. Just like investing. I told some people, you need to start learning to invest. And they just, no, investing's demonic. No, investing's not demonic. Investing is investing in your country, your nation, yourself, your future, your kids. When you invest, like a 401k or something, you're investing in the future. If it exists, I mean, even if it doesn't happen, that's okay. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. But at least you're investing and not being slothful. You'll hear the legalist, well, you better not invest. Why? It don't make sense. And I used to believe their lies, you know. It's sad the preachers will mess you up if you just follow what one of them says. And they don't have a good explanation, you know. When they're contradicting themselves, there's a reason not to listen.